I am reading Psalm 1 from the NIV translation of the Bible. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. This is the word of the Lord.
Reading is from Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 34. Let's listen to God's word. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." "Well said, teacher," the man replied. "You are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbour as yourself, is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Let's pray. Father God, as we focus on your word this morning, I pray that you would come by your Spirit, inspire my words and inspire our hearing. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, over the last couple of weeks, we've been looking at our current context at the start of this new year through the lens of Scripture. We looked first of all at the Holy Family, Mary, Joseph and Jesus, in those months up to the time of Jesus' birth. And then we focused on looking at Paul and the storm that he faced, as we think about the storms that we face, from Acts 27. But for the rest of the month, I want to revisit the core aspects of our mission, what it means to go deeper in our devotion to God, to go closer in our connections with one another, and further on our front lines with the good news of Jesus Christ. As we think about how we're going to live those out in this new year, in 2021. And a reminder that those things in our mission statement, they're all comparatives. They're all about developing, about growing, about improving. Whatever our starting point, there's always a possibility of going deeper, closer and further. So today, we want to think about going deeper in our devotion to God. Because the first priority for us, for any Christian, any follower of Jesus, any apprentice of Jesus, is surely a healthy and a stable relationship with God. Or as I heard one person put it recently, never letting go of the hand of Jesus. That is foundational. That's our strong base. And we need a strong base or else we will fall over on our walk with God. And that's why we look, first of all, at Psalm 1. As we think about what it means to go deeper, Psalm 1 sets up a contrast with two ways to live. The wicked in verse 4 are like the chaff that the wind just blows away, which of course is just dead. Mm-hmm. It makes me think of, you know, tumbleweed in westerns rolling down the empty street. But that's contrasted with the first three verses of the psalm. Those who don't listen to the wicked, but who delight in God's law. They're described as being as like a tree with deep roots. that go into the water, running water, refreshing water, living water, in a stream, not just in a hole in the ground. It makes me think if there were three of those holes, you might come along and go, well, 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 sorry. But not like a well, as I said, more going down into a stream of running, refreshing, living water. So that when the water stops falling from above, when the rain stops falling, as I'm recording this, I'm looking at it and it's just started snowing, believe it or not. But when the water stops falling from above, or when the surface water supply dries up, the tree is okay because of those deep roots going down into the running water, into the stream. It stays green. It continues to grow leaves. It continues to bear fruit. That source isn't an intermittent source, but a constant source. Maybe it's difficult for us to imagine in this climate, although a few weeks of no rain, and we do get hosepipe bans, of course. But this is written into an arid climate where being beside a source of water would be so important. You know, in the 21st century, Israeli agriculture is hugely dependent on the River Jordan and on the irrigation channels that actually come out of it. If you look at maps of the area, the Dead Sea down in the south of the country is actually a lot smaller now than it was 50 years ago, because not so much water flows down into it, because a lot of the water is taken off into these irrigation canals. It's so important for growing crops. But that security going into the water source can only come about by deep roots. And that's not, having deep roots doesn't just help you cope with droughts, as we've just discussed, but also storms. We've been thinking about the storms of life recently, haven't we? If you have deep roots, you're less likely to get uprooted, but you remain strongly anchored as the wind blows. And that's so key when going through rubbish times, when going through uncertain times, when going through unsettling times. I think we've known some of those recently. We're knowing them at the moment. It's also key for anyone coming back from a mountaintop experience where it's been great and they've been greatly blessed by the Lord, and then we come back into the humdrum of life and we're not being showered with that nourishment from above or from elsewhere. You know, the challenge is to keep connected to God so that we can continue with what a friend of mine calls the daily plod with God. As James Jones, the former Bishop of Liverpool, put it in his reflection on Psalm 1. He said, "Let the roots of my being go in search of you. Let them be nourished by the cool waters of your spirit. Let your life renew my life. Let your life satisfy. Let your life be my blessing and yield its fruit in due season." What does it mean to meditate day and night on God's law, as it says in verse 2? Does that mean 24/7 we've got to be in silence and somehow in stillness? Of course not. We've got lives to lead. But just as if you think about on your phone or your computer, there's an operating system running in the background, running constantly in the background, that affects everything else there, or antivirus software that protects you. Having the things of God deeply within underpins everything else, like the operating system. Nothing works properly without that operating system. And like the antivirus software, it protects us. That relationship with God, relationship going deeper into him, means that things won't derail us. And some of those things that help develop that relationship, some of those things that help us go deeper, you have been taken away. Live worship, if I can put it that way. Other people, even getting out and about in nature as we're ever more restricted. So the question is then, if we want to go deeper in 2021, how do we sustain this relationship with God? Well, at baseline, it's about being gripped ever more by the love that Jesus has for us and returning that love with grateful thanks, which is why we come to our reading in Mark 12, verse 30, when Jesus calls us to love the Lord your God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and all our strength. And Jesus says that's the most important of all the commandments, along with loving our neighbour as ourselves. But what does it mean to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength? Well, just a couple of brief reflections. to love the Lord our God with all our heart. Many of you know that the word used in the New Testament for worship, the word proskuneo, means to approach, to kiss. It's not a word of intellectual assent. It's a word of emotional abandonment and intimacy. You know, people in love do outrageous things, silly things, don't they? I won't ask you to pause and to think about that, but it is the case. And Jesus calls us in Revelation 2:4 not to lose our first love. It's during that time of first love that often those most silly, outrageous things happen. And Jesus says, hold on to that. That extravagance, that not caring what people think, that getting excited, getting passionate like a bride is on her wedding day. That call to us for us to be daily overwhelmed by the extent of grace. We see that just a couple of chapters on in Mark 14 with the woman who just wastes her perfume over Jesus because she is so overwhelmed by the grace, the forgiveness, the love that she's received from him. I wonder if we're willing to waste anything. Are we willing to waste our time with God just to hang out in prayer and in worship and just being with him? Of course, actually, we never waste our time with God because no time with God is wasted. To love the Lord your God with all your heart. Also to love him with all your soul. It's a bit complex. I don't want to spend too much time on it, but I think the word used here is really just talking about our whole being, giving our whole self, not holding anything back. Ironically, in English, we'd probably say wholehearted, but we're also called to love the Lord our God with all our mind, to engage intellectually, to read God's word, to read about God's word, to think through, to reason about the mind-blowing truths of the gospel, and to express thanks regularly, because thanking God makes sense when we have received so much. We don't have to leave our mind at the door, don't have to leave our brain at the door when we're living out our relationship with God. Quite the opposite. It makes sense. As Paul says in Romans 12, as we thought about that a couple of weeks ago, we present our worship. It's described as our reasonable worship in Romans 12, our logical worship. It makes sense. And last but by no means least, we're called to love the Lord our God with all our strength. Maybe you don't always feel enthusiastic about God. I wonder if that's the case. Just a little irony there. The word enthusiastic actually means you've got God within you, just as an aside. But maybe you don't always feel that enthusiastic about your relationship with God or about who God is or what God's doing. If we're honest, that's the same when we think about our spouse or our close friend. Sometimes we're very enthusiastic, sometimes not. Sometimes loving is just an act of the will. As I always say, in the marriage vows, we don't say I do, we say I will. We make a decision. And every relationship needs to be worked at. And when we work at them, work at the relationship, that effort is rewarded. And that's the same in terms of our relationship with God. When we talk about our strength, most of us are stronger now than we were when we were a child. Why? Because our muscles have grown and developed. And why have they done that? Because we have worked them. And if we've done bodybuilding or fitness training, whatever, we get stronger still because we put emphasis and we put commitment into it. We love the Lord our God with all our strength. You've heard about earlier in the service about the prayer shield, which I'm really grateful to Ian and Helen for putting together. Things like that can help us when we're struggling in terms of praying. There's some help there. Set prayers are a help for us. And that's why Hebrews 10:25, when it says don't give up meeting together, that's why the writer of the Hebrews actually said that, because he knows the importance of meeting together and making that a commitment. And I'm aware of the dangers now when we can't meet together physically. When you can watch this service on your phone or your computer or your television, you can watch it when you want to. Will you get up? Will you make the effort to engage when no one's looking? On those days when you don't really feel like it. Loving the Lord our God with our strength is about an act of the will. It's our calling. It's our obedience to God. It's how we can be fulfilled. It's foundational for our living. In 2021, let's love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind and strength. Let's go deeper. Let's go deeper through the usual roots of God's word, worship and prayer. That hasn't changed. Will you be more in love with God in 12 months' time than you are now? Whether you're clinging on to him by your fingernails or whether you're soaring in your relationship with God, will you resolve this year to go deeper in your devotion to him? That's my prayer for myself, and it's my prayer for you. May you know God's blessing as you do so.